They are shaped a little different, fixed in such a way that they sort of have wings like a plane under their arms, or a growth that if they spread out will kind of carry them through the air like a plane.
Okay. A little animal. It sometimes lives under walls or under houses. It's kind of like a squirrel, except it's much smaller and it doesn't have a tail. It's kind of usually brown with some stripes down its back. Some people call them ground squirrels, some call them chipmunks.
There's a chipmunk. Let's see, we call them, I believe chipmunk is about a common name. And we do speak of them as ground squirrels, too.
Okay.
Chipmunk or ground squirrel.
What about the things that people often eat raw? Oh, they just break open a shell and eat them. Sometimes you find a pearl in them.
Oh, that's oysters. Raw oysters.
What about a great big frog that makes a real deep sound when he croaks?
A bullfrog.
Okay. Usually. What about the little tiny frogs that you very often see after a heavy rain or something?
They call them tree frogs.
Okay.
They also make a little croaking sound.
Okay. Do you ever hear any of them called peepers or anything like that, or rain frogs?
Rain frogs, but not peepers.
Okay. What is the difference between a toad and another kind of frog?
Well, a toad, of course, lives on land, and he's a different color from a bullfrog. A bullfrog is green, mm-hmm. with a little dark on him. A regular frog, or toad frog as we call him, is more of a gray, and all over his whole body, and white underneath his stomach and throat.
What about what do you call the big worms that you dig up sometimes to go fishing?
Earthworms.
Do you ever hear any worms called night crawlers?
Yeah.
Is there any difference between an earthworm and a night crawler?
Well, the night crawler is a much larger worm than an ordinary red worm. He's real big and real long, and he can live longer in the water than any other worm. Night crawlers, they're big, real big worms,
okay.
Long, much longer than a red.
Why do they call them night crawlers?
Well, they come out, I think, more at night. They usually, if they catch them to go fishing, they're very good fish bait.
Mm-hmm.
Why, they hunt for them sometimes at night with a searchlight, flashlight.
What about a reptile kind of thing that lives around the pond that has a shell on his back?
A turtle.
Okay. What about the one that lives on the land?
Well, there is a tortoise, we call him, which he's just like the other turtle. Practically, he's got the same shape, the same shell.
Have you ever heard of them called a terrapin?
Yeah, a terrapin. Now, usually a terrapin is smaller than a tortoise. He's a smaller and got just a little difference in his coloring. He's got sort of a yellow spots on him and a little more colorful than just an ordinary land terrapin.
Okay. Well, you ever hear any kind of turtle or terrapin called a gopher?
Gopher? Mm-hmm. No, never heard that expression.
Okay. What about the little animals or reptiles or whatever they are that you see in the bottom of creeks sometimes that they have pinchers? They look kind of like a little lobster. They crawl backwards.
Yeah, we call them crawfish. They're really crayfish.
Okay. What about the insect that comes and gets around lights in the summertime and everything?
Well, the moths do that pretty badly.
Okay. What about if you had